Zimbabwe is among a few nations in the world that has enacted laws designed to empower women. Some provisions of Section 17 of the country's new constitution stipulate that the state must take all steps, including legislative measures, to ensure that both genders are equally represented in all institutions and agencies of government at every level. It further states that women must constitute at least half of the membership of all commissions and other elective and appointed governmental bodies. Women now comprise 124 of the 350 lawmakers in Zimbabwe's parliament, including 86 of them in the House of Assembly, 60 in the reserved seats, and 26 elected directly to the 210 constituent seats, thanks to an electoral quota system used by almost 30 other nations, including Rwanda. But for more, Blessing Shinya, a resident of Mutare and a teacher in rural Marange, Mutare West constituency, they still need to push for the 50-50% representation in this August House.
The government is trying, but it hasn't reached the 50-50 proportion. If you look at the number of women in parliament, it's almost there, but the government must keep on employing women on jobs that need job management.
Another Mutare resident, Pamela Chitima, who works for a locally based non-government organization, Peace Building and Development Foundation, says she is grateful that the government is dismantling the old patriarchal system which relegated women to the kitchen.
I think the government so far has done quite well by accommodating women in policy-making issues irregardless of the patriarchal system where women's place was only in the kitchen.
Mutare resident Marilyn Nyemba, who is also a student at the Zimbabwe Open University, Orozo.
We've seen most women being empowered. For example, we can look at the 50-50 equality. We now have women who are now at the top offices. We now have women getting opportunities to go to school, being involved in business, being involved in different aspects where it was difficult for women to venture in, but now they are also able to compete with men.
Nyemba says when women are appointed on merit, they have to be given the deserving respect that befits their position.
I think the government should work on improving at the highest offices. Like, for example, currently we have a president and two vice presidents, but we don't have a female vice president anymore. I think government should work on that area.
Perpetua Guila, who works for the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce in Mutare, agrees, adding that she hopes the government will continue to open more opportunities for women in the public and private sectors as enshrined in Zimbabwe's constitution.
Empowerment has done a lot of achievements to the women. Like myself, I just started as a journalist, and right now I'm a regional manager for the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce. I did not just jump to this position. It was because of my education. Because of the empowerment, women are no longer scared of going to school, being employed, doing their own businesses. Even if you look at the cross-border issue, most of the cross-borders are women, and they are doing a lot to the economy of our country. And I urge all women not to hesitate to go to school or to look for a job. And I'm here as a woman, as a regional manager, and I'm not scared.
Apart from such laws designed to promote gender equality, some women say their marginalization continues in most institutions as they are mostly relegated to insignificant positions if they have the same qualifications as men. The majority of women in Manicaland province and beyond believe that a lot is in store for them in Zimbabwe as long as some provisions of the constitution that promote gender equity are implemented in full. They say women should always fight collectively for their empowerment instead of bringing each other down at times for personal benefit. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Roy Damoyo.